Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. You know, you can find out so much about me and my pioneering guests on our website, seeingbeyond.com. That's right. We not only list our guests' names, some information about them, but also their phone number and a link right over to their website. So be sure and check out seeingbeyond.com daily. Well, certainly one of the pioneers on the planet is our guest this hour, Lynn McGonigal. She is the Physical Dimension founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. She calls it LHM. Higher Dimension Healers taught her system of angelically guided energy healing in a process that was triggered by her brother's death in January of 1990. LHM drew Lynn out of her first successful career as a partner in a public accounting firm and into the healing arts. To date, she has invested 22 years in training with higher dimension healing beings, 12 years in practicing LHM full-time with thousands of clients, and 5 years in teaching the method to others. Well, it is so good to have you back on the program, Lynn. And I know you shared your story the last time you were with us, but, you know, we have new listeners all of the time. And it's so dramatic because here you were. In fact, I just got off the phone doing some financial planning with my CPA. And one thing about David is he is not only a great CPA, but he is so analytical. He is so organized. He is so orderly. So when I think of a CPA, I think of total left brain. I think of exactly what I am not. And for you to go from being a CPA to somebody who's talking to the angels and to the to beings in other dimensions sounds pretty interesting. Tell that story, Lynn.
It actually sounds like a joke, doesn't it? An energy healing accountant?
It's an oxymoron, kind of like airline food.
Exactly. Well, I was just living this normal secular life, very involved in the business world, and I was a business CPA, not a personal CPA. I wasn't doing taxes for sweet old ladies. I was doing mergers and acquisitions work, you know, some intense business CPA stuff. I loved that game. And my brother had a serious illness, and he had a death and revival experience where he was aware, even though his body was dead. And after his death and revival experience, we thought he might not make it. And so he promised me that if there was something after death, and if he could come back and tell me about it, that he would. And so then he did die. And 3 weeks after he passed over, I wish I could say that I was doing something spiritual, but the truth is I was throwing out the junk mail, and I walked into my laundry room, like we do, and there he was, standing outside of my window about 6 feet away from me, clear as day, with this big goofy grin on his face, because he knew that this was a great practical joke and that it would be hard for me to top this one. And it scared me really badly. I didn't handle it well. I ran away, but it got my attention in a way that nothing else could have. And a process began that I didn't understand at the time. All I knew was that he was still around. And if there was something that I could do to have a relationship with him, then I was going to do it. I was going to do whatever it took to keep this relationship going. And so he started leading me up the stairs, so to speak, into the higher dimensions. And I didn't know what was going on. I was just keeping up with him as best I could. And then he started offering me advice on the issues in my life, and I found his advice to be really pretty good and much better than his advice had been when he had a body, to be honest. Although I loved him dearly, he was wiser without his body. And then he began to get frustrated with me about a year or maybe 15 months into the process. And one day he said, "You're just missing it. You're missing the whole thing." And he turned sideways and disappeared, which is apparently a cool trick we can do when we're dead. And then when he was gone, no one to look at, I could see that there were other people around that I had never noticed because I had been going there to see Alan. And when Alan disappeared, I saw all these other people. And again, it took me a while to figure out who they were, but eventually I got it, that they are guides, spirit guides, and where we were was right above the astral planes, which it was standing on top of the astral planes, literally, which is where the guides cluster because that's as close as they can come before the static overwhelms their voices. So when I noticed them, they began to interact with me directly and began to teach me this system of what at the time I thought of as cool energy tricks. But later I realized it's a healing system, which works with anything. It works with physical disorders, emotional, mental, financial, spiritual, anything, the stuff of life. Should I go on? I have more.
I'm fascinated, and this is the second time around for me, but, you know, there are new details, more information. I had a person who I was talking to about being a guest on the program, and she said, well, how way out can I be with your audience? And I said, are you kidding? The more esoteric and metaphysical it is, the more they love it. So, yes, please, go on.
Yes. Well, so this system of healing that I was taught, and again, I was not a star pupil, I'm sure. I'm sure that my poor guides were pulling their hair out because I wasn't getting it when they wanted me to. I just got it as well as I could in the timing that I could, like we all do, like we all do. We're all doing our best. So they started telling me about 1994, about 3.5, 4 years into the program, they started saying, you're not doing the work that you're supposed to be doing in the world. This isn't what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to sell your CPA practice and do something else. And I just couldn't understand what it was they were saying, Bonnie. This is how it is. When things are scary for us, we just don't hear it. And we say, our guides aren't telling us the answers, but the truth is they are telling us. We just can't hear it because we're afraid. And I know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I never actually said no. What I said is, okay, I will, but first. But first let me do this. But first let me do that. And I just put it off, delayed, until finally what happened is that I got sick. I got physically ill. I became disabled with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and I went to bed, basically. And my goal became to get out of bed and rejoin life. And that's when... So my previous frame of reference had been Western medicine. My dad's a Western medical doctor. I grew up with that. You go to the doctor, you get a pill. Well, doctors can't help chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. They told me, learn to live with it. Here, why don't you take these antidepressants? You must be depressed.
Oh, great.
I'm not depressed, but you're bumming me out. And so then I started down the slope into strange. Psychotherapy, chiropractic, I laugh because those to me are so mainstream now. But at the time, it was a walk on the wild side for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then acupuncture and therapeutic touch and Reiki and raw foods and juicing and yoga and everything. I tried everything. Some things helped a little, other things didn't help at all. And finally I realized if I don't take these cool energy tricks my guides have been teaching me and apply them, I may never get well.
So you were in a way your own guinea pig.
Oh, I was definitely my own guinea pig. And so were my kids, actually. I had been experimenting with this all along, but just not treating it like it was serious, you know?
Uh-huh.
Treating it like it was fun, like it was a hobby or a sport. And so when I got sick, it wasn't fun anymore. I wasn't having fun. And I had to get serious. And when I got serious, what happened is I got well. Now, I didn't get well all the way at first. But I got well enough that I could start helping other people. And that was really scary for me, Bonnie, because I had been so normal. And I was used to people respecting me for what was a normal career. And to take a step off the edge into the strange, it was scary. And I didn't want to do it. But I had a friend, my friend Jane, who kept spraining her ankle over and over again, the same ankle. And one day she's sitting in my living room telling me about her ankle, and all I could see was that fatal snake bite from a past life in that ankle, and I knew it couldn't be helping. I didn't know if that was all that was going on, but I knew that's a problem right there. And so I just said, look, I think I can help you. So God bless her open-mindedness. She said, sure, and she lay down on my couch and let me have at it. And 20 minutes later, her ankle pain is gone, and she sits up, and her eyes are as big as saucers, and she says, oh, wow, where did you learn to do that? Which I was not going to tell anybody at that point. That was a little bit too out there for me.
When we come back from our first break, I want to find out more about what this work really is, the Lightworkers Healing Method. You call it LHM. I mean, what is it? How does it work? Can anybody learn it? You Sing Beyond listeners, if you want to find out more about Lynn McGonigal and her work, you can go to her website, which is lightworkersmethod.com. And she's got a book, by the way. It's called Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. It's a how-to manual for this unique system of angelically guided energy healing. Three chapters are freely available on the website that I just mentioned, lightworkersmethod.com. Excerpt from chapter one says, the point of our lives is to have challenges, as certainly Lynn has had, but to succeed, to be the victor over, not the victim of, life's circumstances. In this method of divine energy healing, we learn to become conduits for divine energy to help people come into alignment with their soul's life purpose, to meet those challenges and succeed, to have a story of triumph. So again, you can download three chapters absolutely free of charge at lightworkersmethod.com. And by the way, the book is available soon at all major bookstores. Well, stay with us, because I don't know about you, but after that story, I want to know more about this Lightworkers Method. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. Are you where you really want to be in your life? How about a jump start to get you moving? It's time to trade in your reasons and get results now. Success coach Gail Fallon McDonald will get you moving. Contact Gail for her special half-price offer now. 1-800-680-2137. 1-800-680-2137. Or email Gail through her website at heartofyoursuccess.com. Ask yourself, what has waiting cost you already?
Get all your feng shui questions answered this weekend at East West Bookstore in Mountain View. Feng shui expert Karen Roach Carter will answer questions on Friday night and lead a prosperity-themed workshop on Saturday. Bring along floor plans and photographs. Saturday night, Dr. Risa Caparo will teach us how somatic intelligence can free us from pain, stress, and trauma. Her Sunday workshop will focus on many benefits of spinal elongation. See our full calendar of events at eastwest.com.
Do you realize chiropractic can help you with so much more than physical pain? From weight loss, allergies, headaches, chronic sports-related injuries, and of course, spinal care, all can be treated with chiropractic. If you can relate to any of these issues, it's all taken care of at Lancer Chiropractic, where they take a holistic approach to wellness by dealing with a wide variety of physical, psychological, spiritual, and emotional issues with compassion and strength. Call today to book your appointment with Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale, 408-245-5454, 408-245-5454. Dr. Wendy Lancer, Bonnie Colleen's chiropractor. You can also visit their website at lancerchiropractic.com. Welcome back. Well, what a fascinating story our guest this hour, Lynn McGonigal, has about her life, her brother's death, her own challenges with health, and now the fact that she is the founder of what's called Lightworkers Healing Method. LHM, as she calls it, has an exceptional goal for an energy healing modality, and that goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose. You know, we've all heard it said that if we're not living our life the way that we meant to live it, the goals that we set up even before we came in, oftentimes it can lead to disease and disaster. So this is important for us to align ourselves with our soul's life purpose. It is both a spiritual growth vehicle and a healing system that resonates with healers and serious spiritual teachers. LHM improves the present by working with both past and future lives, as well as higher dimension guides, angels, and light beings in a unique and powerful process. And again, to find out more, to go to lightworkersmethod.com. Well, so here your brother who had passed over, and your guides and angels were giving you this method of healing. I know it's probably something you have to experience, but this is radio, so is there any way you can tell us in words, any way you can describe this or define this lightworkers method, Lynn?
Yes, absolutely I can. Let me give you the one-sentence version, and then if you have a little bit of patience, a slightly longer version.
Great.
The one-sentence version is that as practitioners, what we do is establish sacred space, merge with the energy body of the subject, open up to the subject's personal guides, their personal spirit guides, ask for help with whatever it is our healing subject wants help with, whatever area of life is on the table, and then work through a process that typically involves a number of steps that I'll explain in a moment. But what we're really doing is simply creating sacred space, merging with the person, opening to the guides, listening up and following instructions, and then putting a sacred seal on the event, saying, and now we are complete. Now,
well, before you go on, and I do want to hear the longer version too, you had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. You weren't getting better using allopathic medicine. You weren't getting much better even using alternative methods. What about this, the light workers method? How are you feeling now? I mean, are you over this? Are you cured? What's going on with you health-wise?
Well, I've run 2 half marathons. I'm in excellent physical condition. I'm in perfect mental health. Fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue also have a mental component. Your brain fuzzes out. It stops working.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge, especially for a CPA,
right,
to have a non-working brain. That doesn't go over real well. But I'm completely, completely back to full health and probably healthier than I ever was, ever in my life before, because to be honest, I was wrapped pretty tight. I had a history of phobias and panic attacks, and I had TMJ and migraines and ulcer, yada, 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 on and on and on, and I have nothing but vibrant well-being now.
Well, congratulations. And we're going to hear in just a minute about LHM and the longer version of what it is and how it works. But I know that we must have listeners out there who have either chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, or maybe even, as you did, both. Do people have any idea what causes these?
Well, I know what my theory is.
What's your theory, Lynn?
My theory is that, well, obviously to me it's an energetic disturbance. That's clear. There's something off energetically. What it is an open question, and each person's situation is unique, and so I don't like giving blanket statements. However, in my experience, typically, people who are working with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, or that whole arena of disorders, Epstein-Barr, et cetera, are not living their life path in one way or another. Something's really, really off, to the point that the body is saying, stop it now, pay attention, do something differently. And so the trick becomes figuring it out.
Yeah, because you don't want to do just anything differently. You want to do the right thing differently, especially since you probably don't have a lot of energy to waste. All right, so more detail now about LHM. It's fascinating, that's for sure.
Well, so the best way to explain the system is probably to talk about the way we teach it, because we teach various and sundry skills and techniques that come together to form this system. But then inside of the healing sessions, we simply sit receptively open to what the guides say and follow directions. We don't make any decisions. The healer is not the one who is deciding what to do. The healer follows the instructions coming from the person's own guides, not the healer's guides, the person's own guides, because they are the ultimate experts on what that person needs. They're the ultimate experts on what's up with that person. So if our goal is to come into alignment with their life path, who better to ask than their guides, their individual guides? So in the first weekend workshop, the level one weekend workshop, we simply start working with subtle energy, learning how to sense subtle energy here in the physical dimension, because it's easy to practice here. And then we have this pivotal step where we focus upward to the guides. We develop intuitive awareness here in the physical dimension, but then we turn it up, 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 up to the guides rather than out into the world, which is what typically happens. Typically, people learn intuitive skills, and then their intuitive channels, what I call the intuitive channels, are reaching out horizontally into the world to sense what's going on, rather than up to the guides where the truest, most clear source of information is actually coming from. So in level one, we work with subtle energy, make that pivotal step to connect with guides, learn how to create sacred space and create a sacred seal when we're done, so how to open and close a session, practice basic energy clearing techniques such as you'd find in, let's say, pranic healing classes or maybe reconnective healing classes. And then we learn self-care techniques so that facilitating energy work strengthens us and doesn't drain us. And that's a big deal in the healing professions. Many energy healers get burned out right away, which is sad. Nurses, psychotherapists, massage therapists, doctors of oriental medicine, energy practitioners, holistic doctors, all of those people are subject to energy drain if they don't know how to manage their energy bodies properly. So we teach those skills in the first weekend workshop. They're essential.
Well, I love that. And so do you have any workshops coming up that our Seeing Beyond listeners could take? I mean, I'm sure they're fascinated by this.
We do actually. This is our entree into the West Coast. We've been teaching on the East Coast for 5 years, and we have some good-sized classes coming up in Boston and also at Kripalu. But we have some small classes. Our first classes on the West Coast will be at the Institute of Noetic Science Earthrise Retreat Center in November and December. November 3rd and 4th and December 1st and 2nd will be at IONS. And those are our first classes on the West Coast, so we're keeping them small so that they're manageable for us and that we can maintain our quality. But we'll be back, because my instructions are establish a presence in the San Francisco Bay Area, which means
well, I think that is wise guidance, because you are so needed here, and we so appreciate that guidance. Again, the IONS Retreat Center in the Bay Area will be the location, level one of the Lightworkers Method, taking place November 3rd and 4th, level 2, December 1st and 2nd. For more information or to register, go to the website, lightworkersmethod.com. Of course, that URL is linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Now, you've got a practitioner out here in the San Francisco Bay Area, Lucy, and how do I pronounce her last name?
Lucy Belknap.
Lucy Belknap. Okay, and she's the only, right now, the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner, and she is offering, hear this, Seeing Beyond listeners, to the first 10 of you who call her, that's right, she is experiencing a free first session. Experience this method for yourself. Lucy Belknap can be reached by phone in the East Bay at 510-847-8393. That's 510-847-8393. And by the way, a free downloadable book for all Seeing Beyond listeners is available. Just send them a note through the contact form at lightworkersmethod.com. But the important thing here is to be sure and write down these dates, because this is the first upcoming weekend class for the Lightworkers Method. It's going to be held at the IONS Retreat Center here in the Bay Area, Level 1, November 3rd and 4th, Level 2, December 1st and 2nd. Again, everything you need, including registration, at lightworkersmethod.com. All right, stay with us. We've got more. I promise you, we will continue to be seeing beyond. I'm Donna Collins. Are you hungering for a connection to the divine? Have you considered talking to a divine that thinks, feels, knows, understands, and loves like the woman you are? In this three-part workshop, you will get a powerful dose of something denied to us for centuries, the goddess, and you will find out what she offers to our lives in the here and now. In this seminar, you will learn about the divine feminine and how to create altars and rituals so you can deepen your personal connection to her and enrich your own spiritual growth. You will take away greater self-esteem and confidence, pride in your femaleness, a deeper appreciation for your body, a stronger sense of spirituality, and a circle of women for support, love, compassionate listening, and sharing. Sign up by August 22nd and save 20%. Sign up at joyreichardt.com/transforming or email joy@joyreichardt.com. That's joy@joyreichardt.com.
Too often, health care becomes disease care. But what if you had the tools to heal yourself, your loved ones, and the planet, and the knowledge to use those tools? Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. to The Road Less Traveled, where you will meet cutting-edge, innovative practitioners who are committed to supporting your quest for total health. Join your hosts, David Stouter and Elise Marie Kirk, at our new time, Thursdays at 6 a.m., right here on KEST 1450 and on the web at trltradio.com.
Welcome back. Well, we're talking about a healing method called Lightworkers Method, and actually an increasing amount of scientific evidence continues to support the link between a healthy mind, body, and soul. Most of you Seeing Beyond listeners, of course, know that. LHM, as Lynn McGonigal, our guest this hour, calls it, can be used to heal the whole person and transform dis-ease to health and well-being. Professional practitioners of many healing modalities have given their practice a new dimension by incorporating this work. They have found that their clients experience deeper, lasting life changes. LHM includes a practical self-care program, so the practitioner is energized and simultaneously healed instead of being drained by healing others. And again, more information at lightworkersmethod.com. All right, can you give us some kind of idea, Lynn, about what happens when somebody has one of these sessions? Do they do it on a massage table? Can it be done at long distance, say over the telephone? People kind of like to have a little bird's eye view of what they might be experiencing. Can you give that to us, please?
Absolutely. These sessions can be conducted long distance. Our practitioners have clients all over the world. We work with, it's easy to work with Skype. That's like being right there in person. But we also work over the phone or simply by email. And, of course, in person, which I love. I love the in-person sessions. The subject lies on a massage table, fully clothed. We teach it as a no-touch modality, which is unfortunate because healing touch is very powerful. But in our society right now, there's a lot of confusion about touch. I'll just leave it at that. So we teach it and practice it as a hands-off modality by and large. And the subject, the person would come in with a list of intentions. Nothing's off limits. Anything can be healed. The typical things include physical healing, emotional healing, grief work for loss of a loved one or loss of a relationship, finances, working to improve the finances is a big topic of conversation in our society and a big topic of conversation in LHM sessions. Everything is on the table. Nothing's off limits. And, of course, there's always direct spiritual growth. Many of my personal clients come with that as their intention. I want to grow. I want to grow. I want to move on. So when someone comes in with an intention, and I'll take physical issues as an example, typically there's trauma stuck in the body. Now, we as a practitioner wouldn't decide that. We as a practitioner are simply listening to the person's guides and following directions, but it's common for traumas to be involved. And the trauma can be from earlier in the current life, but many of them, most of them, the majority of them actually come from other lives, because if we look at the totality of our experience, this current life is not the big part of it. This is the small part of it. All the other lives that came before it, that's the big deal. That's where a lot of the baggage has been accumulated. So many times our subjects find themselves going through a process of letting go of the baggage of other lifetimes, the traumas, sometimes the fatal traumas from other lives, things that killed them, can show up in our bodies today, which is confusing to the body. So when we're working with a healing modality that's body-based, the body doesn't always know why it's sick, because it's sick from another body, another lifetime. However, the guides know, and the guides draw the connections very clearly for us as practitioners. So if there's something from a past life coming up, we work through it. We get the clarity that's needed. We let the injury or the wound or the trauma tell its story. Then we help the trauma release gently, lovingly, drawing it out, all with love, nothing forceful. And then we look for the part of the soul that was lost when the trauma occurred. You see, this isn't a universe of force. If part of our soul wants to go, it's free to go. And so often in moments of trauma, there is a part of our soul that says, whoa, too much for me, and leaves. So when we heal the trauma, when we help the trauma release, that part of the soul is very often willing to come back. So it's two halves of the same coin, removing the trauma and helping the soul energy reintegrate. That's a very common skill, and that's what we teach in the Level 2 class. The class that we're teaching at IONS in December is that class where people learn to open up to past lives, and we can all do this. It is completely natural, Bonnie. All of us can open to past lives. We're all already doing it. We just don't know that we are.
I mean, certainly most people have had something like a deja vu experience, and a lot of experts feel like deja vus are some kind of remembrance of things past. As for myself, I keep saying that I absolutely know that past lives exist, that reincarnation is a reality. To me, it explains so much about life here and now on the planet. Well, one of the things that you talk about a lot, Lynn, is that our soul has a plan. Talk a little bit more about that. What is the soul? I mean, it's kind of hard to define it, I think. What is the soul, and how does the soul have a plan for us this lifetime?
Oh, this is fascinating, because I think the soul is us. We are the soul, and we have always existed, and we will always exist. We're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. Originally, we were part of the oneness, and at some point, we have individuated ourselves a little bit, enough to identify ourselves as a soul. We're still part of the oneness, of course. There's really only one of us here. But there, it's like fingers on a hand. You know, there are five fingers on my right hand. And so we could think of each one of those as a soul that is still part of the oneness. And this soul has many, many, many lives, with the purpose of experiencing joy and fulfillment and becoming and growth. And once again, eventually at some point in time, many, many eons from now, when all has been experienced and we have fully come to know what joy is so deeply that our every moment is only joy, then we say, what the heck? We melt back into the oneness and then start the cycle again. Why not?
I love that. Why not? So what do you say to people who are experiencing some perhaps unusual hardships because of the times that we're in. I mean, we've all been looking forward to 2012, all knowing that this would be a very interesting year, a special year, so to speak. What are you noticing people are experiencing this year in particular, what with the economy and various things that are happening in the news and in their own lives? And how do you help them when they sometimes can feel so at the effect of what's going on, so enmeshed by it?
Yes, enmeshed and powerless and victimized. Yes, absolutely. Well, luckily, I don't have to decide what to say to anyone, because what each person needs to hear is special to them, is unique to them. What I need to know how to do is listen to their guides and be an effective vessel, because their guides know exactly what's up with that person. That having been said, though, there are themes to what the guides do say. And so in general, what they say is, it's all going to be okay. This is happening for a reason. There's a gift in every single situation of life. When we discover the gift and act upon it, the world as we experience it transforms. So everything can truly be shifted. There isn't anything that we are truly, truly stuck with. You see, all time is now. There are truly no limits. Everything can be healed. What's going on in our lives is a symptom of something. We notice the symptom. We acknowledge it. We look deeply at it. We listen to the guides and discover what's really going on and address that. We address it.
So you assist in the communication, and that is so important, the communication between the individual and that person's guides. Lynn, you are going to be out here for two classes, bringing this work, Light Workers Method, to the West Coast, to the San Francisco Bay Area. You'll be at the IONS Retreat Center, Level 1, November 3rd and 4th, Level 2, December 1st and 2nd. People can register, find out more about it at your website, lightworkersmethod.com. But you also have a freely shared online introductory class that's accessible through the website, lightworkersmethod.com. What is that?
It's an 80-minute class, Bonnie. Actually, we teach it as a 90-minute class, but it's been edited down to 80 minutes. And the purpose of that class is to allow people to first get an exposure to this healing art, to see if they'd like to learn more, but secondly, to help raise the vibrations right then. It's an experiential class, and the purpose is to raise the vibrations of anyone who participates in the class. During that process, we help people open up to subtle energy. We do an opening process to create sacred space, of course. And then we have a request for transmission. A transmission is fundamentally an affirmative prayer on steroids, you could think of it. And an energy shift occurs. It's like a download of high vibrations into the listeners. After that transmission, and after it's been absorbed, which is a little bit of a process, then we end the class with an exercise in which everyone goes to the higher dimensions with their box of problems, and they hand the box of problems off to their personal guides, like giving a package to the UPS guy. Here you go, take the problems. We do that two or three times. I don't recall exactly the class that was videoed. I've given that class many, many, many times. So two or three times we go to the higher dimensions, hand over our box of problems, and then we come back into the physical dimension, lighter, more clear, safer, and ready to move on.
Ah, I love that. And that's absolutely free of charge, this 80-minute freely shared online introductory class. To simply go to lightworkersmethod.com. Lynn really wants you to find out more about this method and even experience it for yourself, because she is offering a free session with Lucy Belknap. Lucy is the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner, and she is offering the first 10 callers, the first Seeing Beyond callers, a free session. So experience this method for yourself with Lucy Belknap. Lucy can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393, 510-847-8393. 847-839-3. Your new book, Lynn, is called The Lightworker's Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. This is a how-to manual for this unique system of angelically guided energy healing. It's available soon at all major bookstores, it says here, but this is kind of dated, what I've got in front of me. So what about it? Is it available yet?
Boy, I was really hoping it would be ready by today. We're literally within a week, I believe, within a week of it's being ready to ship. So you can pre-order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, any of those websites. It's available for pre-order, and it is so close to ship date. Not quite there, unfortunately, but very, very close.
All righty. Well, look for it, The Lightworker's Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And again, all the information you need for the classes, all of that at lightworkersmethod.com. We've got more. Stay with us. As I promise you, we will keep continuing to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Good morning. This is Bonnie Colleen. Have you noticed? We've got new and expanded hours for our radio program, Seeing Beyond, which has been broadcasting nonstop for 23 and one-half years. So for more information about where you can find us, including our morning drive hours, go to www.seeingbeyond.com. Slow down. Relax. Be peaceful. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to purchase CDs or download this exquisitely beautiful music. Read the testimonies of listeners who have benefited from this relaxing music. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to hear and learn more. Or call 510-852-4894 for a private piano meditation session in your home. That's 510-852-4894. Are you where you really want to be in your life? How about a jump start to get you moving? It's time to trade in your reasons and get results now. Success coach Gail Fallon McDonald will get you moving. Contact Gail for her special half-price offer now. 1-800-680-2137. 1-800-680-2137. Or email Gail through her website at heartofyoursuccess.com. Ask yourself, what has waiting cost you already? Welcome back. Well, we're here with Lynn McGonigal. Her book, The Lightworker's Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, is written as a how-to manual for this unique system of spiritually guided energy healing. It arose from LHM's core curriculum classes, which have been honed through repetition and are constantly producing capable healers. Channeling divine healing and guidance is not a gift, according to Lynn. It is a teachable, learnable skill. And Lynn and the LHM avatars have laid it out simply and carefully so that it is possible to feel the healing energy and learn this unique method. This is something that anyone can do. All right, explain what happens in the classes. You've got your first classes coming up in the Bay Area, November 3rd through 4th. What happens with the Level 1 classes, Lynn?
Well, in the Level 1 classes, we work with subtle energy, give people this pivotal distinction. This is critically important, to put our intuitive channels up, put our focus up to the guides and angels, not be trying to sense the healing subject, which is what as best I can tell, every other modality is doing. They teach the healer how to sense the healing subject. What we do is dispense with that need by merging in, becoming one with the healing subject, and then sense upward, turning our channels up to the guides. Now, the miracle that occurs when we stop holding ourselves separate, when we quit playing this illusion that we're separate and we merge in, is that we are simultaneously healed of whatever it is we're helping our subject be healed from. So let's say you work over a period of time with a number of people. You'll work with physical situations, mental situations, financial situations, emotional situations, and what happens to the healers is this amazing phenomenon where their own lives continually improve more and more and more and more. It's the most amazing thing. It's clearly not coming from this dimension.
I love the fact that you've been doing this for so many years and you're still amazed by it, Lynn. That is so fantastic. Now, the level two is coming to the San Francisco Bay Area December 1st and 2nd. What happens in those classes?
In the level two class, we teach the past life connections and the paired skills of trauma release and soul fragment retrieval within this context of working as a vehicle for the subject's guides. Trauma release and soul fragment retrieval are taught in shamanic traditions. Those techniques are not unique. The way they're practiced is very unusual, and I believe it to be unique. However, those two skills are not unique. The level three class, which we'll be teaching, we don't have the date set, but it'll be in the summer of next year, summer of 2013, in the Bay Area. That's the next time we'll have a level three class in the Bay Area. Those include some techniques that I have yet to see be taught elsewhere. I hesitate to say they're unique, although I have had a committee working on this for a period of time now. Find someone else who's teaching this. And so far that committee is coming up blank. They're saying no one's teaching this. So what we do is begin to turn our focus toward the future. And again, we don't decide to do this. The client's guides make the decision, but the moment will come for every healing subject where they've kind of finished letting go of their big burdens. That's not what's tripping them up anymore. And now we turn our focus forward to this life, to the soul plan for this life and the life path for this life, and particularly to the future lives. Because think of it, Bonnie, we're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. Getting wiser, getting better, yes? So over time, by definition, the challenges of today will have been mastered. The time will come. It could be 10 lives from now, but the time will come when we have mastered the challenges of today. So all time truly is now. Just like we've connected with past lives, we can connect with future lives. We open the door and draw in the vibration of mastery into the now moment, into the present life, to heal the present. It's the most powerful accelerator of growth that I've experienced, and a really deep healing technique. As far as I know, it's unique, but I hesitate to say that once again because I just don't know.
You know, this is so fascinating. Most of us have heard about and even believe in reincarnation, past lives. But how do you connect with a future life, and why would anyone want to? What's the importance of that? What's the benefit from that?
Thank you. Many people are confused about this. They think of it as kind of a voyeuristic technique or just like entertainment. Let's see how my life turns out or what will I be doing next time. That is not the point. The point is to reinforce this life, to heal this life, to accelerate this life's progress, to help us step over our challenges in this life by finding that future life that has already been through it and that wishes so deeply to help the present life. So for our clients, we connect. When their guides say that's what to do, we connect to a future life that has mastered the challenges and ask the future life for help. Now, typically when someone is struggling with let's say, finances, it can be a combination of things that's going on. There can be some past life baggage that needs to be released. There could be some soul plan work that needs to happen, some soul contract work. And there could be some future life work that needs to happen. And the wonderful thing is that the practitioner does not have to decide. We just listen up and follow the guide's instructions.
One of the things that the Lightworkers Method works with is our soul plan. We each have one. We help set it up. We are the soul. And, Lynn, I see that you have something called a soul plan challenge on your website, lightworkersmethod.com. What is that?
Thank you, Bonnie. Here's the thing. We all have a soul. We all have a plan. We're not necessarily all even aware of that, and we're probably not all living it. Doesn't seem to be that we're all living it. So we have three levels to our soul plan challenge. The basic level is this. Accept the challenge to discover what your soul's plan is for the life that you're living, and then come into alignment with it. Live the life you came here to live. Be who your soul wants you to be. That's the basic level. Now, the bonus challenge is this. Our world needs help, and it needs help now, not later. And I think this is pretty obvious to most people. However, most people think there's nothing I can do. Surely there's nothing I can do to help that. It's up to the Dalai Lama or Mother Teresa or important, powerful people to make that happen. But my friends, we can all make an impact. And so in our bonus challenge, we say, let's take personal responsibility to bring the divine plan to pass. The divine plan is just the overall soul plan for Earth, you see? It's the interaction of all the individual plans. When we are all living the lives our souls planned, the Earth will live the life its soul has planned. We will be as one in harmony on the Earth. And we as individuals can start to accept responsibility and say, yes, I will do something to make this happen. Now, and on our website, we have a little bit of an experiential exercise where we lead people through the process of comparing how does it feel one way and how does it feel another way, and see for yourself the difference that these steps make. And then the third step is what we call the extreme challenge, not for the faint of heart, where we say, yes, I, like the Dalai Lama and other important people, I will accept personal responsibility for bringing the divine plan to pass on Earth, and I'll set a deadline on it. So at the Lightworkers Healing Method, we're working toward a date of January 17th, 2017. May the divine plan come to pass on Earth. May all souls be living their own individual life paths, whatever they are, by January 17th, 2017. And we are doing our darndest to make that happen. We are committed to that goal. So now, if other people want to pick another date, that's fine. But the date has to be close enough to create a sense of urgency, you see. Setting a date 100 years from now, that doesn't really work. But if you start to bring it closer to home, then we start to feel like I better do something now to at least find out what I'm supposed to be doing in my life and get on it.
And why that particular date? Did you just pull that out of the ethers? Was that given to you by guidance? How did you get January 17th, 2017?
When this assignment came to me, it came to me in February of this year, actually, early February, about February 8th, if I recall correctly, and they were saying, you have to set a date certain. So trust me, Bonnie, I tried with a date about 50 years out, and they said, ah, ha, 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 very cute, no.
Right.
And they said, 5 years or less. And so
I'll tell you what, next lifetime.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. They said, no dice, 5 years or less. And so that would have been something like, I don't remember the date, February 8th. It wasn't a number that appealed to my little inner CPA. And so I said, okay, well, if it has to be that, they said it could be that or sooner. And so I like January 17th. It's a lovely number. It's the day that my brother died.
Oh.
But, yeah, I know. But it's also a beautiful number if you... I'm a CPA, you know. I love numbers. They have a beauty like music that's pure. And so January 17th, 2017 is beautiful numerologically. And that's why I chose it. It was within the five-year period that I was allowed to work inside of, and it was a pretty number that had personal significance to me.
Now, well, don't you want to meet Lynn McGonigal? She is coming out to our area for some upcoming weekend classes. They'll be taking place at the Ions Retreat Center. Now, this is a real treat because Lynn lives and does most of her work on the East Coast, but she's now expanding, coming to the West Coast. So catch her while she's out here. Level 1, November 3rd through the 4th. Level 2, December 1st through 2nd. You can find out more and also register at lightworkersmethod.com. If you want to experience the Lightworkers Method, you can do that. Lucy Belknap is offering a free session. She's the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner, and she's offering this to the first 10, that's right, 10 Seeing Beyond callers. Experience this method for yourself. Lucy can be reached in the East Bay by calling 510-847-8393, 510-847-8393. Well, there's just so much on their website, so much more than we can even share with you in this brief hour. So do go to lightworkersmethod.com. If you can't write that down, go to seeingbeyond.com. There on the homepage, you'll see the calendar section. Click on that and then click on today's date. Lynn McGonigal, it is so great to have you back on Seeing Beyond, and I'm delighted that we're going to be having Lynn on again. So put this on your calendar. She'll be on Saturday, September 22nd, 9 to 10 a.m., right here on Seeing Beyond. Lynn, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and the wisdom from the angels and the light workers. Thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie. It was a real joy. My pleasure.
I'm so glad that we've been able to bring you Lynn McGonigal and this work, and that we are continuing, I promise you, to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen.